There is good and bad ambition. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. We are in the middle of our series, Seven Emotions, and this is part five. So today we have a look at the fourth and fifth emotion. I'm going to putting them together for a reason which you'll soon see. In the triangle of emotions, Netzach is on the right hand, and the other one is on the left. And these are the two emotions called Netzach and Hod. Netzach literally means victory. It could also be associated with things like ambition, determination, and winning, sort of winning and overcoming difficulties. Hod, on the other hand, which literally can mean glory, but also means submission or humility. Now let's talk about ambition for a little bit. Is ambition a good or bad thing? Well, it all depends what fuels and inspires it. Ambition is very, very much a part of living, of productive living, of successful living. The absence of any ambition leads to an absence of growth and an absence of success. We need to aspire. We need to have a willingness to grow, to reach greater heights, to be more successful in a meaningful way. But we also know that ambition can be very bad. People who are extremely ambitious often bulldoze their way through to greater heights, undermine other people in the process, don't mind undermining and hurting even people on the way. And for them, it's just one thing and one goal only, which is to be successful and reach greater heights and reach success. So how does it all work? We know that in Jewish thinking, ambition is very important. But it's important when two things are present. Number one, it's important when it's for something meaningful, not just for the sake of being famous and successful. We find this, in fact, in this week's weekly parsha, where most of the Jews were able to bring a special sacrifice, the Paschal Lamb, the first year after the Jews left Egypt. And there was a few people that couldn't because they were excluded, because they were impure, because they had come into contact with a dead body. And they came to Moses, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and complained, Lama nigara, why should we be left out? We also want the spiritual connection associated with the sacrifice. We also want the experience. We also want to be part of it. Now what they wanted was something holy, something meaningful. They wanted some sort of spiritual connection. But the other extremely important part is that they also knew that it's not about excluding others. What they wanted to do was be part of what others already had, but also have the experience. It wasn't about making sure that others don't have. Part of good ambition also means that we understand our limitations, and we understand God's purpose, and sometimes we can be ambitious, but we don't necessarily have the ability to experience a particular experience because that is not the divine design. So an example of this would be, in a few weeks' time, we read about the story of Korach, who led a rebellion against Moses in the desert. Part of that rebellion was because he couldn't understand why there should be only one high priest, the Kohen Gadol, and he wanted also to be a high priest. And we read in the commentary that Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moses said to him something astounding. He said to him, you cannot be a Kohen Gadol, but you need to know that Afani, even I, would like to be one. In other words, I have the ambition. The ambition itself is not bad. But sometimes you have to know your limits, and sometimes you have to know your divine limits that are placed upon us, where God wants a particular role to be done and experienced by a particular person or people. So ambition is actually critical, but it needs those conditions. And the essence of it is the following. And that's why the opposite or the antidote to Netzach is the other emotion called Hod. Humility, submission, being humble, being refined. When a Netzach, when ambition, victory, winning is about me, and it's about my success, it lacks humility, it is full of arrogance, then it will be just for impression, just to make sure that I am on top, make sure I am successful, that I am seen to be successful, and I won't care who I undermine or who I destroy on the way. However, if Netzach comes together with Hod, Netzach is very important, ambition is very important, then Netzach is kept humble. It's kept intact. I don't want to exclude others. I don't want to undermine others in the process. And I want to live a life where I'm making room for something higher than myself, something meaningful, something purposeful, which is why my ambition is more about meaningful ambition than selfish or very materialistic ambition. And it's really about digging deep within ourselves to understand that we have different forces inspiring our emotional well-being. We have the forces of ego, but we also have the forces of our soul, our depth of our soul, where we have the godly spark, the godliness within us that inspires us to be more humble, to make place for something higher, and to have the humility necessary that to ensure that our ambition is actually really healthy. So let's reflect on that for a few moments. As we always do, just relax. Bring yourself into a state of awareness and focus. Close your eyes slowly and become conscious and aware by turning your attention to your breathing. Let's, as we always do, spend a few moments just focusing on the rhythm of our breath, inhaling and exhaling. Keep focusing on your breathing. If your mind wanders, just gently bring it back. As we continue to be in the state of focus and awareness, let's try and just notice our own feelings. What are the things that we want? Do we have ambition? And what is that ambition for? Take a few moments to reflect. Take one thing, pick one thing that you are passionate about trying to achieve. And will have the grit to achieve it even with obstacles. Think of one thing. If you have that in your mind, ask yourself, is it meaningful? Will it undermine others or can it include others? Will it enhance values and life's purpose? My ambition, will it be able to be balanced with the proper humility? As we think about that, go back to your breathing. Just focus on breathing in and breathing out. Breath is nishima in Hebrew, same word as nishama. Is my ambition in touch with my soul, my godliness, my selflessness, my foundation of purpose, my foundation of values? Think about your ambition and your soul. Is your ambition connected to your soul? Ambition is critical and critically important when it's connected to the soul and the humility of the soul. Come back to where you are, think about this, and hold this thought throughout the day. Whenever you're passionate about something, whenever you're going to determine, in a determined way, achieve something, ask yourselves these questions. If it's good ambition, go for it. If not, temper it. Have a wonderful day, everyone.